The Hoop Heads Podcast is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello, and welcome to the 33rd edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoop Heads Podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. September's Roundtable question is, if you could be the best in the world at some aspect of coaching, what would it be and why? Our coaching lineup this month includes Eric Buehler from Chatfield High School, Joe Harris from Chelan High School, Nick Legalbo from Lane Tech High School, Monty Patel from Jacksonville High School, William Payne, college basketball coach turned AD, Hari Mananen, coach and author from Finland, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Schulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville, and Todd Wolfson from St. Francis High School. Hey Hoopheads, I wanted to take a minute to shout out our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market. Sign up now for their virtual camp 2.0 featuring 10 days of workouts with pro trainers from the Dr. Dish family. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
This is Kip Ione, head men's basketball coach at Willamette University, founder of Teams of Men, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering new subscribers 10% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code SAVE10 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its play bank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball.
Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review after you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads coaching mentorship program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at HoopheadsPod for the latest updates on episodes, guests, and events from the Hoopheads podcast. Let's hear from our coaches, and if they could be the best in the world at some aspect of coaching, what would it be and why?
Eric Buehler, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoopheads? This is Eric Buehler, head coach at Chatfield Senior High. And this month we were asked if we could be the best at something that had to do with coaching in the world, what would that be? And I had a lot of fun thinking about it, made me think about my strengths and my weaknesses. And I couldn't narrow it down just to one thing, so I'm going to give two answers. I hope that's not cheating, but number one would be relationships, and I know that might be a little cliche, and that's kind of a buzzword right now, but in all honesty, that is what I would want the most. You read about John Thompson and Dean Smith and these guys that build these relationships that last longer than 4 years, that last the lifetime of the player and the lifetime of a coach, and I just would love to have that relationship with any players I get to coach. And then my second thing that I would really want to be the best at in the world is finding my opponent's weaknesses, or at least tendencies that we can exploit. I think our staff and myself do a pretty good job of that already, but it'd be pretty fun just to be able to look at film on anybody and everybody and kind of find those things out and then teach your team how to exploit it. Thanks for having on me on again, guys, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Joe Harris, Lake Chelan High School, Lake Chelan, Washington.
Hello, Hoopheads. This is Joe Harris at Lake Chelan High School with tonight's roundtable question. Tonight's question is a really difficult one to answer. It asks us, if you could be the best in the world at some aspect of coaching, what would it be and why? Basketball is a game of so many moving pieces, and that's really what intrigues me. The many ups and downs you face as a coach in a program and the learning that goes with each of them is what really challenges to stay with it. If I could be the best at anything in coaching, it would be to improve my knowledge of team building and program development and creating a positive program culture, because I really believe this is what encompasses all the other aspects of the game, from skill development to offensive and defensive systems and fundamentals. I really love the challenge of trying to get everyone within your program on the same page with the same vision for success, and really, what does that look like? I hope this gives you some perspective, and thanks again for having me on.
Nick LaGalbo, Lane Tech High School, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Nick LaGalbo from Lane Tech High School in Chicago. This month's roundtable question, if you could be the best in the world at some aspect of coaching, what would it be and why? And for me, why we all coach, obviously I think it's about relationships. So I just can't get past that. I think I would strive, and I think I do in my day-to-day now, I just want to be the best in the world at impacting lives and building authentic relationships. I think that's why we all coach. And I think obviously if that's something that is in your wheelhouse and it's a strong suit for you, I think you're going to have some success in coaching, right? I mean, at the end of the day, X's and O's and things like that are obviously crucial. But if you can't, you know, manage relationships and different personalities and get people to buy in for the good of the team and the unit, I think you're going to have kind of a hard time. So that would be my thought. Love to be the best in the world at that. Just like all of us, we're all works in progress. So thanks for the question, guys. And again, look forward to hearing what everyone else has to say.
Ari Mananen, coach and author from Finland.
Hoopheads. If you could be the best in the world at some aspect of coaching, what would it be and why? That's the question, and to me, that's a trick question. That's because in basketball, you can't precisely assess the performance of any individual as isolated from the context. This applies to players and coaches as well. Their performances are inseparable, interwoven. Coaching is always context-dependent. Say you're an outstanding NBA coach, you know, outstanding in building an offensive system. And then you decide to move your coaching talent and your offensive system from the NBA to Finland to coach under 12-year-old girls. There's probably going to be a long-time local youth coach who was put in an offensive system that's more outstanding for those players in that culture than the offensive system you have imported from the NBA. So in a way, it makes no sense for a coach to try to be the best in the world at any aspect of coaching. Rather, the goal is to do your absolute best as a coach of your particular team in its particular context. But of course, even though coaching skills do not fully transfer from one context to another, they do transfer to a certain degree. To me, the most ambitious goal as a coach is to maximize the level of transference of my abilities. That is, to be able to tell apart the essence of the game and the randomness of it all. In other words, to be able to see how the essence of the game is realized in a certain context. And then to be able to adapt my coaching to that certain context. And import useful elements from different contexts. And in that way, contribute to the success of that particular team in that particular context. Like James Joyce said, the author from Ireland, "I have discovered that I can do anything with language I want. And that kind of sums it up. You know, if you replace language with basketball coaching.
Monty Patel, Jacksonville High School, Jacksonville, Arkansas.
If I got to choose anything to be the best at in coaching, I think it'd be practice planning. I find myself struggling at times to get everything I want in a day or in a week. And I always feel like I'm so behind when I have had to make a practice plan. I believe if I knew how to manage my practice plans the best and allow myself time to get the drills in that I need, the teaching in that I need to build up to the offense and the defensive schemes I want. I found it to be a struggle at times just balancing the school day, since we have to teach in Arkansas, to get my practice plan done and it be efficient. Practice plan every day, but sometimes we miss stuff, which I understand that happens. But a lot of times I feel like we get into season and then I'm like, why haven't I went over this? Versus being able to look at a practice plan or a sheet or something that helps me gauge, hey, this is how much I've worked on shooting. This is how much I've worked on ball screen coverage. This is how much I've worked on personnel. So there's one thing I think it'd be that. And I think that's one of the most important skills to have, because you go to a college program, you see a lot of great coaches have a very in-depth practice plan that they can stick with and that they don't allow themselves to get bogged down to, and then adjust where they need to adjust.
Are you tired of slipping and sliding on the court and sticky sheets just aren't giving you grip? Grip Spritz solves this problem without having to lick your hand to clean your shoes. Grip Spritz is used by countless AAU, high school and college programs, semi-pro teams, as well as NCAA athletes and G League players. Unlike other products, Grip Spritz has solutions for individual players, not just entire teams. We've used Grip Spritz at our Head Start basketball camps and players love it. To keep you and your team from slipping and sliding, visit gripspritz.net to learn more. William Payne, college basketball coach turned athletic director.
Hey, fellas, this is Coach Payne checking in. I know it's been a while since I've been able to respond to the roundtable question. Wanted to make sure I got it in this month. First of all, I think it's a great question, phenomenal question. And for me and my philosophy, if I were to be able to be the best in the world at one aspect, it would be the connection with my players. There, it would not be a skill set. It would not be anything directly with player development specifically, more than it would be the connection with my players. I believe without that connection, nothing else can take place. And since I'm innately a small college basketball guy and love the connections that those levels afford you with your players, then I would like to have that be the thing I'm best at in the world than anything else. I hope you guys are doing great, and I hope this helps a little bit.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, this is Don Showalter with USA Basketball. And the question for this time is, if you could be the best in the world at some aspect of coaching, what would it be and why? Well, I think you take out the X's and O's, because I think coaches – you know, can get good at any X's and O's that they really want to. But I think building relationships is probably the aspect that really needs work and on a daily basis. So you never really accomplish building great relationships. You just continue to work on it day by day, and it continues to get better with the players. And I think then the players have a lot of trust in what you do. And so that goes forth then in building a great team, X and O wise. Players have to have buy-in. You have to have buy-in from the players. And in order to do that, you have to build relationships. Visit with them, see them off the court, have some great culture. I think that's probably the most important thing.
John Shulman, University of Alabama, Huntsville, and the 720 Sports Group.
Yes, this is John Shulman, head coach at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. And this question, this episode is, if you could be the best in the world at some aspect of coaching, what would it be and why? To me, that's a simple one. When I first started, I wanted to be an elite X and O guy. I did not want to be known as a recruiter. I took offense to that. I didn't want to be a recruiter. I thought that was rude for someone just to be a recruiter. I wanted to be an X and O guy. All right. And I worked really hard on becoming an unbelievable X and O guy. I thought. And I thought it was really good, but I realized that there was always somebody better than me out there. And so I kind of changed my philosophy, X and O's. And I was a really good recruiter, but I didn't want to be known as a great recruiter. And so looking back as I'm on the other end of my career, if you could be the best in the world in some aspect of coaching, what would it be and why? That's very simple. Relationships. If I could be the best in the world of one aspect of coaching, it would be relationships and maintaining relationships. Something I've done a poor job of in coaching. But I think the most satisfying thing in coaching would be having amazing relationships and maintaining those relationships all the way through so that, you know, on a Father's Day or a birthday or whatever, you get a big win, you're hearing from guys you coached 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, and last year. And it's hard. And winning gets in the way of that, and losing gets in the way of that, and it really shouldn't. But it's hard, and it's hard to keep everything in its right place. But the relationship, hopefully young coaches are listening. Listen, I've been to two NCAA tournaments as a head Division I coach, two NCAA tournaments as a head Division II coach, two NCAA tournaments as a Division I assistant coach. Just to be honest, it's awesome. That's really cool. But none of that matters. The only thing that matters is the relationship and what you did to try to help those kids and what kind of relationship right now that you have with those kids. And if you're still helping them try to find a job, helping in life, helping them with their families. That's what the most important thing in coaching is. So hopefully this helps and appreciate your time. Thanks.
Todd Wolfson, St. Francis High School, La Cunada, California.
How you doing? This is Todd Wolfson, head coach of St. Francis High School, which is right outside Pasadena, California. And I'm going to answer the question, if you could be the best at some aspect of coaching, what would it be and why? And I think the best aspect of coaching that I would like to master is making everything fun. Making every aspect of coaching for the young men that I coach and the people that I coach fun, you know, in the ever-changing world of negativity and yelling and things going on in the world that aren't great all the time. I think we need to find a way to keep sports as a positive outlook and a positive mindset for kids and a place where they can escape some of the bad things that are going on in the world. And I know we tried as coaches to keep drills fun and entertaining and everything as fun as we can. But obviously, as we know, there's times when it's serious and tough and it's hard to keep guys loose. And I think just mastering the skill of keeping these young men in a good mindset, positive mindset, happy, I think would be a fun thing to do all the time to have a good culture and keep these kids happy while they're playing with all the tough stuff that's going on in the world today. Thanks again. Bye.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.